For our seeing to Joshua chapter 19. Joshua chapter 19, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. And the second lot came forth to Simeon, even for the tribe of the children of Simeon, according to their families, and their inheritance was within the inheritance of the children of Judah. And they had in their inheritance Beersheba, or Sheba, and Molada, and Hazar Shual, and Bala, and Azem, and El Tolad, and Bethul, and Hormah, and Ziklag, and Beth Markaboth, and Hazar Susa, and Beth Lebaoth, and Sharuhen, 13 cities, and their villages, Ayin, Remon, and Ether, and Ashan, 4 cities and their villages, and all the villages that were round about these cities to Baalath Ba'er, Ramat of the south. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Simeon according to their families. Out of the portion of the children of Judah was the inheritance of the children of Simeon, for the part of the children of Judah was too much for them. Therefore, the children of Simeon had their inheritance within the inheritance of them. And the third lot came up for the children of Zebulun, according to their families, and the border of their inheritance was unto Sarid. And their border went up toward the sea, and Maralah, and reached to Dabasheth, and reached to the river that is before Jokneam, and turned from Sarid eastward toward the sun rising unto the border of Kislot Tabor, and then goeth out to Daberath, and goeth up to Japhia, and from thence passeth along on the east to Gittath Hefer, to Ittakazin, and goeth out to Remon Methoar, to Naah. And the border compasseth it on the north side to Hanathon, and the goings out there, or the goings thereof, the outgoings thereof, are in the valley of Jephthah-el, and Katath, and Nahalal, and Shimron, and Idalah, and Bethlehem, 12 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the children of Zebulun, according to their families, these cities with their villages. And the fourth lot came out to Issachar, for the children of Issachar, according to their families. And their border was toward Jezreel, and Kesulot, and Shunem, and Hapharaim, and Shihon, and Anaharat, and Rabit, and Kision, and Abez, and Remeth, and En-Ganim, and En-Hadah, and Beth-Pazez. And the coast reacheth to Tabor, and Shahazamiah, and Beth-Shemesh, and the outgoings of their border were at Jordan, 16 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Issachar, according to their families, the cities and their villages. And the fifth lot came out for the tribe of the children of Asher, according to their families. And their border was Helkat, and Hali, and Beten, and Aksaph, and Alamelech, and Amad, and Mishael, and reacheth to Carmel westward, and to Shihor Libnat, and turneth toward the sun rising to Beth Dagon, and reacheth to Zebulun, and to the valley of Jephthah-el, toward the north side of Beth Emek, and Neel, and goeth out to Kabul on the left hand, and Hebron, and Rehob, and Hamon, or Haman, and Cana, even unto great Zidon. And then the coast turneth to Ramah, and to the strong city, Tyre. And the coast turneth to Hosa, and the outgoings thereof are at the sea from the coast of Achzib. Uma also, and Aphek, and Rehob, 22 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Asher, according to their families, these cities with their villages. The sixth lot came out to the children of Naphtali, even for the children of Naphtali according to their families. And their coast was from Heleph, from Alan, to Za'ananim and Adami, Nekeb, and Jabneel, unto Lakum, and the outgoings thereof were at Jordan. And then the coast turneth westward to Asnoth Tabor, and goeth out from thence to Hukok, and reacheth to Zebulun on the south side, and reacheth to Asher on the west side, and to Judah upon Jordan toward the sunrising. And the fenced cities are Zedim, Zer, and Hamath, Rakat, and Kinnereth, and Adma, and Ramah, and Hazor, and Kedesh, and Edrei, and Enhazor, and Iron, and Migdalel, Horem, Beth Anat, and Beth Shemesh, 19 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Naphtali, according to their families, the cities and their villages. And the seventh lot came out for the tribe of the children of Dan, according to their families. And the coast of their inheritance was Zorah, and Eshtaol, and Ir Shemesh, and Sha'al Labin, and Ajalon, and Jethlah, and Elon, and Timnathah, and Ekron, and El Tekeh, and Gibbethon, and Baalat, and Jehud, and Bene Berak, and Gathrimon, and Mejarkon, and Rakon, with the border before Japho. And the coast of the children of Dan went out too little for them. Therefore the children of Dan went up to fight against Leshem, and took it, and smote it with the edge of the sword, and possessed it, and dwelt therein, and called Leshem Dan, after the name of Dan their father. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Dan, according to their families, these cities with their villages. When they had made an end of dividing the land for inheritance by their coasts, the children of Israel gave an inheritance to Joshua, the son of Nun, among them, according to the word of the Lord. They gave him the city which he asked, even Timnath-Serah in Mount Ephraim, and he built the city and dwelt therein. These are the inheritance which Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun and the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel divided for an inheritance by lot in Shiloh before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. So they made an end of dividing the country. May God add his blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his most holy word. Well, we don't have a lot to add here by way of expansion and understanding in the passage, except to say what we have been saying all along, and that is that these geographical references that we find here, what do they do? Well, they add credence to the narrative. This is not simply a legend or a story. Remember that, and remember that you can go to a Bible atlas today, as I did this last week, and you can look up these cities and you can see these borders. This is a real day when the sun went up and went down, a day like many other days, when over the course of a period of several days, they divided out the land and they named these cities and they said, this belongs to you and this belongs to you. And so the rights here of private property are established, are they not? Right. The rights of private property under the Eighth Commandment are established. So there are cities that belong to a certain people, and that means that they don't belong to another people. They didn't have all things in a community pool that people drew on. We see this especially at the end of the chapter where Joshua is given a city. Now, this is the only reference to this in the Scriptures. We don't have another reference where Joshua said, hey, I want Timnath-Serah. That belongs to me. We don't have that like Caleb did before. But scholars agree that this was probably done at the same time when when Moses carved out Caleb's inheritance, he probably at that time carved out Joshua's inheritance. And so when Joshua had made an end of the work that the Lord had given him to do, he went to that city. Note that there's no concept of retirement here. Joshua simply didn't retire. What did he do? He went to that city and built it. We see Joshua busy. We see Joshua working. We see Joshua busy about the Lord's things all the days of his life. He is very old. He is advanced in years, as we have already read. This is the final apportionment of the land. And so after that apportionment is done, Joshua's public service is done, but his life is certainly not over. He goes and he builds up a city, and we will find out just in a couple of chapters hence that in that city that he built, what did he say to the people? What was his commitment to the nation generally, that commitment which he took to Timnath-Serah? As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And so Joshua, we find in him a great contentment with what he had accomplished in the Lord, and then what the Lord gave him as his inheritance after those accomplishments were finished. Which brings us to contrast with the tribe of Dan. What do we have here in Dan? Well, if you look at your book of maps, there may be that original territory that was given to Dan. You may be able to see that marked out on a map. The particular atlases that I use have a section showing those cities and that proportion that was originally given to Dan. And it was in the south and in the west, up against the Mediterranean Sea. In other words, he had a coastline. The word coast here, as it's used in your King James Version, simply means border, because sometimes coasts make borders, right? But the coasts can be one nation up against another. It doesn't have to involve water. We use the word coast to talk about a seashore or a lakeshore. So the Mediterranean Sea there on the west, Dan's inheritance was in the south and up against the Mediterranean Sea. But what did Dan say? Yeah, it's not big enough. It's not big enough for us. It's not everything we wanted. It's a really interesting thing to say about the inheritance of the Lord, is it not? And so we have then this lack of contentment, this want of satisfaction with what God has given. And so what do we see then? We see what is called in theological circles, in Judges chapter 18, we'll see when we get there, the Danite migration. And the Danite migration is that they went from down here along the coast of the Mediterranean Sea, way up north, far above or far north on the map from what the northernmost border of Israel was, to a people up there. And in the book of Judges, we find that they were a people, I don't know if slothful is the right word, but they certainly had not made preparations to repel any kind of an attack. They lived peaceably to a fault. They had not taken any preparation to defend their homeland, and so Dan found it easy pickings. And so the discontentment of Dan then translates into a greater sin, which is what? Unjust murder. Unjust killing, in that they put the inhabitants of Lachish to the sword and took their land rapaciously from them. Make no mistake, we cannot go forward in a sinful way and then at the end of that say, look what the Lord has given us. Now, it is true in a sense that according to the Lord's providence, He gave them that land. But we might not ever say that it was according to His precept. And we must not confuse providence with precept. We don't reason from is to ought. The commands of God form the ought. And so when we read of the 144,000 earlier in the book of Revelation that are mentioned out of the quote-unquote 12 tribes of Israel, which I believe it to be a metaphor for the entirety of the people of God, we note that Dan's name is not mentioned. Now that doesn't mean that no one in the tribe of Dan possessed salvation in Christ. It does mean, however, that the Lord advertised that they were a tribe under judgment for their discontentment and rapacious behavior. And let us ever learn this lesson. Burn this into your consciences. Children, this is a lesson that you can grab onto as well. Hear me well. One sin often leads to another. They are generally tied together in chains. But remember that those chains only wrap round ourselves and bind us further and further. Thus ends the reading then of Joshua chapter 19.